Philip sent the PDF. These are the carrier. Today's date is 09/12/2022. Dictation is for Mr. Jose Valdivieso. Valdivieso spells V-A-L-D-I-V-I-E-Z-O. Date of birth is 04/04/1977. This is a 46-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Patient stated that today he was in the emergency room because of bright red blood per rectum. He's accompanied by his mom, who states that patient drinks a lot. Said yesterday he had 24 beers, and that's about his daily consumption period. She said he going to the ER today because he was having blood in his stool, which he described as bright red. They reported that in the ER he had a CTA, abdomen, pelvic, which reveals no evidence of active gastrointestinal bleed. He also had a CT scan of his abdomen and pelvic. And that study revealed normal gallbladder, normal, no ductal dilation. The pancreas was unremarkable. The spleen was unremarkable. Back to the pancreas, there were no evidence of mass or abscess on his pancreas. Next, the spleen was unremarkable. Adrenal glands was unremarkable. Kidneys and ureter was unremarkable. Stomach and bowel was unremarkable. There were no bleeding or any obstruction. There were no mucosal thickening, period. Appendix revealed no evidence of appendicitis, period. His urinary bladder was unremarkable. His reproductive organs were unremarkable. Bones and joints shows chronic bilateral L5 pars deficit. Correction pars defect, open parentheses, spondylosis, close parentheses, grade 1, L5-1S1, anterior listhesis, and soft tissues were unremarkable, period. Patient stated he had some labs done, and these labs were including CBC, chemistry, and the labs revealed CBC with diff, no significant abnormality. A coagulation study revealed PTT 27.7 mildly elevated, as well as INR 1.06. PT was normal, period. Electrolytes were unremarkable. With a gap of 8.5, potassium 4.5, sodium 140, CO2 29, creatinine 0.87, EGFR 108, BUN 17, bund creatinine ratio was 20, glucose was less slightly elevated at 109, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Alcohol abuse slash use. Past surgical history, none. Social history, endorses alcohol use, denies drug use, denies tobacco use. Next paragraph, family history, negative. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for what's stated above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. in no distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat 97%, room air, blood pressure 139 over 83, pulse 65, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tended, non-distended. No shifting dullness, no organomegaly. His liver are normal. Negative Murphy sign. Normal bowel sounds, no rigidity, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is alcohol use / abuse. Assessment number 2 is abdominal pain. Assessment number 3 is rectal bleed, period. Patient was seen today in the emergency room and had extensive workup done, including CBC, CMP, a CTA of his abdomen and pelvic. These studies were all remarkable. Essentially, he's here for a follow-up. He does acknowledge that he has a long history of alcohol use. He's a current 24-pack. 4-6-pack day beer consumption, period. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about the importance of stopping or slowly cutting back. We talk about the consequences of not cutting back or stopping altogether. He says he needs help, but does not have insurance to seek professional help. However, today I will do a consult to a GI for a colonoscopy because of his rectal bleeding. I will do a short course of disulfiram, D-I-L-S-U-L-F-I-R-U-M, 250 milligrams. He will take one PO daily for 14 days. I will see him again in 14 days for re-evaluation. I will also add vitamin B12, 2500 microgram tabs. He will take one PO daily for 14 days. Number 14. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was advised to come back to the clinic in 14 days for reevaluation. End of the patient.